Conversations like the one you are about to hear are supported by NetForce PC. From fixing your home PC or Mac to complete managed IT services for your company's network, NetForce PC can help. NetForcePC.com.
Well, Jay, thanks so much for coming on the show today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Kelly. It's good to be here.
So the Montezuma Land Conservancy has traditionally focused on conservation easements. Why the switch to farming?
Well, this is really a really cool opportunity that we came across to own land for the first time. It's really a way for us to kind of connect with our agricultural producers in the area in a whole new way, in that new landowners, we're learning really what it means to be good stewards of the land and what that looks like and feels like. And we're also learning a lot really quickly about the challenges facing agricultural producers in our area, farmers and ranchers. And so this has really kind of given us a way to sort of walk in their boots and to kind of join the conversation in a whole new level.
And does this represent a broader shift in the mission of the Land Conservancy?
Yeah, my position actually, which I started in October, is a big departure from how we used to do things. In that, you know, we no longer just sit in our office and wait for landowners to come to us about doing conservation easements, but we're really trying to reach out into the community more and figuring out ways that we can help people solve real problems that they're facing and how conservation can inform those solutions. So yeah, my job is fantastic, and then I get to work with tons of people in the community who are plugged into agriculture and education. I work closely with a lot of teachers in our area, and I've been happy to partner with a lot of the FFA programs locally, Dove Creek and Montezuma Cortez High School. So it's really fun. I get to work with kids a lot too. I get to work with the support staff and agency folks who support our agricultural producers.
Great. Well, let's talk a little bit about the farm. Like, give us the deets. Where is it? What's the name of it? What's the plan for it?
Yeah. So Fozzie's farm is out in Lewis, about 12 miles from Cortez here on Road W, and it's 83 acres, and we have 60 shares of MVI water. It's wide open. It's pasture and hay. There are a couple ponds. The thing I've been impressed with is just how much wildlife is out there. I've been out there, probably 3 out of the 5 days a week for the last couple weeks, and I've never failed to see an eagle.
Wow.
Every time I'm out there, I see an eagle. So it's just a really cool experience the wildlife that's out there. There's all kinds of life happening right now. There's badgers and all sorts of neat stuff. So I love being out there. We're working with a local rancher who's going to be grazing the property with us in the fall. We're also looking to produce some hay this summer. It's been a really fun experience, but it's full of challenges too. And meeting those challenges has been really exciting, because I've got to meet and work with some really brilliant people in our community.
Yeah, I'm hearing you talk a lot about the partners that you're working with. So this farm it's a working farm, but also an educational farm. So talking a little bit about those partners, how do you see this farm kind of tying into kind of the agricultural community that's already here and some of these ag educational groups that are already in the community?
Right. So just to kind of give an example of what we've done so far, we worked with the Southwest Open School students who were in a U.S. history class that was studying the Dust Bowl, and they were also the same students were in an ecology class. And so we worked with the teachers to design some 4 different outings where the students came out to the farm with their teachers and, kind of heard from local people who had been affected by the Dust Bowl earlier in their lives and the impact that had on their farms and their communities. And also, kind of learning, from local, like the Soil and Water Conservation District, the High Desert Conservation District here in Cortez, about how to, what farmers are doing now to prevent another Dust Bowl from happening. So it was a really hands-on experience for the students to kind of examine, soil health and, conditions on the ground that kind of really informed what they were learning in class. So that's, a big part of our education component. And then, like I said, kind of drawing in local experts to kind of help teach those classes and inform those experiences has been a really wonderful opportunity for kids to connect with the local folks.
And as this farm, as you kind of develop it out a little bit, do you see in the future this farm being a place for students and people to actually learn actual skills and how to, you know, run a tractor or move irrigation? Or is this more like a theoretical of let's teach kids where our food comes from?
Both. You know, I really see, I mean, already we've had, like, we had a crew of Osprey volunteers, Osprey employees come out, and they got a lot of hands-on experience. They came out and volunteered one day, and we spent about 4 hours fixing irrigation pipe and, you know, replacing gates and repairing things. So, again, you know, we try to provide as many of those hands-on experiences as possible, so it's not just theoretical, but it's practical skills as well. So, yeah, we're excited to have some fifth graders from Dolores Elementary come out later this month and, you know, again, kind of learn about the irrigation system that, you know, that we have on our farm and also get some hands-on experience in fixing things and making things work and, you know, problem-solving and troubleshooting.
Great. Do you see this as a, or do you see there being an opportunity for, like, internships for students who are interested in becoming farmers in the future? Is become giving them that little step towards learning about it?
Yeah. And our vision for the farm is constantly evolving and expanding. We're working with a really fun team of people who are kind of, you know, experts in different fields and different aspects of our agricultural economy and really working with them to kind of create a plan that, you know, and a broader vision that involves not only education, but creating a, you know, a demonstration site for people who want to try or learn about new best practices in agriculture and have a chance to experiment with that and do some research on our place before they kind of take the plunge and implement those things on their own farms. So, yeah, lots of potential. Yeah, really excited to kind of be part of this community process because really we see the farm as a resource, not just for MLC, but for the whole community.
Right. Awesome. And where do you see, you know, 5-10 years down the road, you know, what's your vision of the farm, of Fozzie's farm?
Right. Well, again, it's evolving and it's growing and it's really exciting because the potentials are the potential is just limitless. But we really see it as a site for education and research, and you know, as a demonstration site for local producers to come and observe. And we really are looking forward to making our whole experience really transparent, so that, you know, people can come to us and ask, you know, questions about how you did this, or, you know, was this profitable, or, you know, what impact did this method have on your production and on your land. So, really, you know, again, kind of opening this up as a community resource. It's not just MLC's farm; it's the community's farm.
Great. And I guess this leads into, is it open to the public? Are you planning on having events where the public can come and, like you said, volunteer or at least come check out the farm?
Right. Yes, for sure. And we have a couple volunteer days that are in the works. We're trying to find the best days, you know, to accommodate a large number of visitors. But there's plenty of work to do, and we encourage volunteers, people who want to get involved, to contact me at Montezuma Land Conservancy. Either by phone, 565-1664, or they can email me at jay@montezumaland.org.
Great, Jay. And is there going to be a place where we can buy your food anytime soon?
Well, if you like to eat grass or hay, yeah, we'll have some of that available soon. But right now we're kind of focusing on rehabilitating some parts of the farm that have been kind of degraded over time. Mm-hmm. But yeah, hoping to get a hay crop off this year and maybe produce some beef in the fall.
Well, this is super exciting, and we look forward to learning, to seeing how the farm grows. Thanks so much for being on the show today.
Thanks for the opportunity.